Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. Here is April 26, 2024's pre-IPO company update. Shein, a global fashion retailer, has announced a partnership with Flexport to enhance its U.S. marketplace logistics. The collaboration integrates Shein's marketplace with Flexport's fulfillment services, allowing U.S. merchants to manage inventory and streamline order processing on one platform. The move is aimed at eliminating manual processes, thus improving efficiency and potentially increasing sales volumes for both Shein and Flexport. Flexport, experiencing a downturn due to freight recession, views this partnership as crucial for growth. Shein plans to expand its business model beyond fast fashion, integrating sustainable sourcing from India and manufacturing in Latin America to diversify its production and reduce its China-centric image. This strategic partnership is poised to enhance Shein's logistical capabilities, thereby supporting its expansion into new product categories and potentially increasing its market share in the U.S. retail sector. Flexport has a $1.5 billion secondary market valuation. That's down 81% from its last primary round in March of 2022. Shein had some secondary market activity late last year in the $45 billion to $55 billion range, with the company's last primary round at $66 billion in May of 2023. X, formerly known as Twitter, is set to launch a TV app aimed at enhancing video consumption on smart TVs. As announced by CEO Linda Yaccarino, the app, which mirrors YouTube's interface, will feature a trending video algorithm and AI-powered topic organization, facilitating personalized and seamless content delivery across devices. Users will be able to initiate a video viewing on their smartphones and continue on their TVs, promoting a unified user experience. The launch date is not specified, but it is anticipated soon and will be compatible with most smart TVs. This initiative is part of a broader strategy to transform X into a video-centric platform. YouTube's TV app, so not YouTube TV, but YouTube's TV app, was the most used TV app in the U.S., beating out Netflix, and nearly half of all YouTube views happen on their TV app versus the mobile app. So this is a big deal, and it's a big opportunity for X that they're going after. So to be clear, X is competing directly against YouTube. That's what they seek to do, and aims to differentiate through content creator freedom of speech and higher revenue share. Fidelity, an X shareholder, has valued the company at $12.5 billion. That's down 72% from the Musk purchase price of $44 billion in April of 2022. President Biden signed a bill that mandates ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese owner, to either sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. within a maximum timeline of up to 1 year. This development comes amidst concerns from U.S. lawmakers regarding national security, specifically the potential for Chinese intelligence collection and influence over U.S. users. TikTok, which boasts 170 million users in the U.S., has consistently denied sharing user data with the Chinese government and has invested billions in safeguarding U.S. data against external influence. In response to the legislation, TikTok has promised to challenge the bill in court, asserting its constitutionality and the potential to prevail. This legislative move signifies a significant shift in the U.S. stance on foreign-controlled social media platforms and could set a precedent for how similar situations are handled in the future. ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, has a $268 billion valuation as of December 2023 share buyback. They have a current secondary market valuation of $289 billion. ByteDance has $120 billion in 2023 revenue. That's up 20% versus 2022, by the way. And at a $268 billion valuation, that's only 2.4x revenue multiple. That's super low, in my opinion. So I have to assume that this is a result of the Chinese parent ownership. It's kind of like that China overhang getting this depressed valuation. TikTok had $20 billion in 2023 revenue. Their U.S. business was $16 billion of that $20 billion, or 80%. So really, TikTok is a U.S.-focused business, and ByteDance has many, many other businesses as well that kind of make up that their total business profile or business mix. Meta, which has a very similar business, has a revenue multiple of 9.5x. So applying that revenue multiple to TikTok's U.S. revenue, you get a $152 billion valuation. That is a massive value unlock for ByteDance shareholders if this does happen and that valuation revenue multiple holds true. Oddly, ByteDance investors might be rooting for this actually to happen. A $152 billion valuation could make TikTok U.S. the third most valuable pre-IPO stock in the world. Elon Musk's startup XAI is poised to secure a substantial funding boost of $6 billion, which would elevate the company's valuation to $18 billion. This investment round, one of the largest in the AI sector, is expected to close within the next 2 weeks, and Sequoia Capital among the key investors. XAI, launched in early 2023, aims to enhance its AI capabilities and compete with major players like OpenAI. The company is currently focused on developing its chatbot Grok and is expanding its technological infrastructure, which includes training second generation of Grok on the 20,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs, with plans to eventually utilize 100,000 GPUs. This funding round represents a significant increase from the $3 billion to $4 billion, which was previously discussed this year. And Musk has already invested nearly $1 billion into XAI himself. Stripe, the fintech giant valued at $65 billion, is re-entering the cryptocurrency market by allowing customers to accept payments in USDC stablecoins, initially supported on the Solana, Ethereum, and Polygon platforms. This move marks Stripe's first venture back into the crypto payments since 2018, when it ceased Bitcoin transactions due to volatility issues. The announcement was made at Stripe's Connect Developer Conference in San Francisco. Previously in 2022, Stripe reintroduced itself as to the crypto space by enabling USDC payouts, notably with Twitter as a key customer. This latest initiative is part of a broader strategy to diversify and enhance its payment solutions, evidenced by Stripe's processing nearly $1 trillion in transactions last year. Additionally, Stripe has begun allowing integration with competing payment providers, indicating a significant policy shift towards a more open financial ecosystem. This reintroduction to crypto payments underscores Stripe's cautious yet strategic engagement with blockchain technologies amidst its broader growth objectives in the financial services sector. Stripe has a $74.1 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 14% from its last primary round in February of 2024. Anduril Industries had another huge win this week. The company outperformed major defense contractors such as Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman in securing a contract under the Air Force's Collaborative Combat Aircraft Program alongside General Atomics. Anduril will develop and test unmanned fighter jet prototypes, with the potential for these prototypes to lead to a multi-billion-dollar production contract in fiscal year 2026. The CCA program, part of the broadest Next Generation Air Dominance Initiative, aims to integrate at least 1,000 unmanned combat aircraft with manned systems like the F-35. Anduril leverages its acquisition of Blue Force Technologies and its autonomous air vehicle Fury, to advance in this highly competitive sector. Anduril is a $13 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 53% from its last primary round in December of 2022. All right, let's look at pre-IPO stock performance as of April 22nd, 2024. Big winners this week, we got Notion up 17%, Anduril's up 10.2%, Deals up 6.3%, Revolut's up 5.5%, and OpenAI's up 1.9%. This week's losers, Cohere is down 2.2%, Rippling's down 1.8%, Flexport's down 1.4%, Chime's down 1.4%, and Scale AI's down 60 basis points. On the valuation side, ByteDance is at $289 billion, SpaceX at $186 billion, OpenAI is at $102 billion, Stripe's at $74 billion, and Databricks is at $43 billion. To see more current valuation of performance data, just look on X at the tag Aaron G. Dillon. All right, now let's look at some performance data for the A.G. Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes as of April 22nd, 2024. The 2024 vintage index was up 1.92% last week. The vintage index top contributors since inception: Rippling is up 68%, Stripe's up 57%, Klarna is up 34%, Revolut's up 34%, Anduril's up 31%. There are no detractors in the 2024 vintage index. all 10 constituents are in the positive territory. Looking at all 20 vintage indexes, here are the big winners and losers for the week. On the winning side, we got Anduril's up 10.2%, Revolut's up 5%, OpenAI's up 1.9%. On the losing side, we got Rippling down 1.8%, Chime's down 1.4%. Anduril is in the 2024 vintage index only. Revolut is in the 2024, 2023, and 2022 vintage indexes. The impacts to the 2024 and 2023 vintage indexes are material. Revolut's entry in the 2022 vintage index was at a much higher valuation than its current valuation. So this week's increase was much more muted, in that 2022 vintage index. To see summary and annual vintage specific data and fact sheets for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes, please visit agdillon.com/index. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you guys next week.